much. President can't fix it. The vice president can't fix it. Mama can't fix it. Daddy can't fix it. Auntie can't fix it. Auntie can't fix it. Our uncle can't fix it. Sometime the preacher can't fix it. But I know Jesus. I know Jesus. I know Jesus. After a while. Amen. Almost in line. Praise God. With what I want to talk about a little bit, amen. If you have your Bible, go to the Old Testament, book of Isaiah. She gave me one right here. Yeah, right. I want to make sure that I hear some echo. I don't think it's on here. Grab that. All right, here. It's not on. It's not on. Here you go. Praise God.
Thank you, sir.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 50. 49, excuse me, I'm sorry, 49. Go back. Read Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, and then go start at verse 47, 48, and read on through 49 and 50. Praise God, because Isaiah here tells us something. Isaiah chapter 49, beginning at verse 13. I'm gonna read from the King James rendition. Listen at what this prophet writes. He says, sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me and my Lord has forgotten me. Turn to your neighbor, say neighbor.
Say neighbor.
You're not forsaken. And you definitely will not be forgotten. He goes on to ask a question. He says, can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand. Thy walls are continually before me. Thy children shall make haste, thy destroyers, and they that made thee waste shall go forth of thee. Lift up thine eyes round about, and behold, all these gather themselves together and come to thee. As I live, saith the Lord, thou shalt surely close thee with them all, and with an anointment, and bind them, and with an ornament, and bind them on thee, as does a bride, as a bride does. You may have a seat. I want to talk this morning about never forsaken. I'm pulling this from that verse 14. Never forsaken or forgotten. Never forsaken or forgotten. I asked earlier to see the hands of everybody who was a registered voter. I asked that this morning. I couldn't see the choir behind me, but let me ask now that I have no choir behind me. Let me see the hands of every born-again believer in Christ Jesus. Praise God, that's in the house. Thank you, thank you. Then this message for you is that you will never be forsaken, nor will you ever be forgotten.
My God, thank you, Lord.
Praise God, by your God.
Thank you, Lord.
You see, at the time of our text, I need not tell you, praise God, Israel had been severely punished by the Lord for her sins and for her idolatry. Yeah, her cities have been ramshackled, and her sons and daughters have been carried off into captivity in Babylon. In this chapter, praise God, God promises to restore them. He made a promise to restore them, and he said, now what I want you to do, I want you to shout for joy. Praise God, because you have something to shout about.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. But there were some that were still in Zion who felt that God had forsaken them and that God had forgotten about them.
Yeah.
You see, they were looking at it, praise God, just on the periphery. What they saw that their nation had been destroyed. Their capital lay waste and in ruin, and their precious temple had been utterly destroyed.
My God.
So they looked at it from the periphery and said that God has forgotten about us.
Yeah.
He has, in fact, forsaken us. And let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters. Praise God. Sometimes we feel the same way. Oh, I ought to ask this question. Take my glasses off. Sister Lee, I got to take these glasses off. Praise God. How many folks in here today, praise God, sometimes have felt that God had forsaken them? That God had forgotten about them.
Amen.
Oh man, I should have saw more than just 10 hands.
That's right, you got mine.
Praise God. I need to raise up my two hands and all feet.
Yeah.
Praise God, because there are some times when we feel as though God has forgotten about us.
Use him, Holy Spirit.
And I'm here to tell you today.
Use him, Lord.
Oh yeah, he hadn't forgotten about you.
You.
I don't care what it is you're going through.
Yeah.
Praise God, he hadn't forgotten about you.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further and to the Word of God.
In our today's lesson, we're going to be speaking primarily on the nature of God, and we have a question that we're asking Christians. Do you know what spirit you are of? So primarily, we're going to be speaking about the nature of God, and the question that we ask Christians is, do you know what spirit that you are of? Well, we will start off by reminding you that God is a spirit and he's supernatural. So as we study the nature of God, you can know and understand we're referring to the spiritual characteristics of who God is and his spirit, the qualities of his spirit. In the book of Luke, Jesus is just, he's just informed his disciples that he is the Son, he is the Son of Man, and that he shall be delivered up into the hands of man. Now we know what this is all about. We know that Jesus is trying to tell these disciples that he's going to have to go to the cross. And they was confused, you know. They was confused. And they were on, you know, at the words that Jesus said. They were confused because they didn't understand. And but Jesus taught them and he enlightened them as they were going on this journey. He taught them and he enlightened them. And saints of God, this is one major point that I want to make right here. This is what he told us to do in the book of Deuteronomy 6 and 7. You know, he tells us to teach the word diligently to our children and to talk to them when we're sitting down. You know, when we're sitting down in our home, talk to them about the Word of God. And when we're in our house sitting down, and when you walk on the by the way, he says, then you're to tell them about the Word of God. Teach them the Word of God. This is what he was doing as he was on his journey with his disciples. They were on their way to Jerusalem. And all the while he was walking and they were walking, he was talking to them about the Word. He was planting the Word, the seed of the Word in their hearts, in their minds, and in their soul. And this is what we have to do if we want spiritual children. If we want children that's not run amok and not following every person that they see, you know, if they're not following the people in Hollywood, they're not following the people that's, you know, all of these little groups these people are in, these high echelon type people, you know, rappers and all kind of artists, you know, they're caught up with this stuff because they see it on TV all the time. They see it on their iPhones and iPads all the time. So this is the thing that's getting into these children. And the Bible said, this is what Jesus said. We're supposed to teach them when we're sitting in our house, when we walk along the way, and when we lie down. That means before you go to bed. You remember John Boy Walton and them, they always say goodnight. When they got in the bed, they started off this list. And they started saying goodnight, Papa, goodnight, Grandma, goodnight, Grandfather. And they call all the children's names, and they said goodnight. We're supposed to follow an example, something like that, but instead of saying goodnight, we're supposed to be speaking the Word. You know, we could say, have a blessed night. Have a great night. Let God be in your night. Let God rule and reign in your dreams. These are things that we can say because it's in the Word of God. And he said, you're also supposed to teach it to them when you rise up. So when you get up in the morning, that same process goes. God bless you. Have a great morning. You're blessed going in. You're blessed coming out. You are the head and not the tail. You're blessed children of God. You're going to be taught the Word of God because I'm teaching it to you now. You will be saved. You will honor God. You will treat people with kindness and gentleness. Everything that God said to us that we should do, we should be feeding.